Like you, I only like my drama in a movie or a television show or a book. So you're in, quite the drama, Just Mercy. Why do you think people are so excited about this film? Again, it opens tomorrow, so tell us why we all need to see this.
Well, in my opinion, I feel that we all need to see this because one, it's a man named Bryan Stevenson, who was a real life hero walking amongst us right now, who was the author of the book Just Mercy. If you haven't read it, please do yourself a favor and pick it up and read it because it's full of many characters that are on death row. And Bryan Stevenson and his Equal Justice Initiative group has basically committed themselves to exonerating persons that's wrongfully convicted on death row. And thankfully, Michael B. Jordan, my co-star, Jamie Foxx, Brie Larson, O'Shea Jackson Jr., Tim Blake Nelson, Karan Kendrick was a phenomenal cast that was called together to bring the story of Walter McMillan, who was wrongfully convicted, and it was evidently clear that he was wrongfully convicted and placed on death row for a crime he didn't commit, and Bryan Stevenson's journey on getting him exonerated. I think the movie's important because it asks us as a viewer, how much more are we willing to tolerate of this unjust justice system? It's clear that it's based on economics.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And it happens so much. This is unfortunately such a common theme.
And so disproportionately.
Yeah, so disproportionately. Rob, thank you so much for hanging out with us. I hope you come back again and again.
I would love to.
All right, we'd love to have you. For people who
Thank
want
you.
to connect with you on social media, how do they do it?
Shadow Flack, Shadowflack on IG. That's pretty much the one I use every now and then.
All right. Well, the next time you're in the DMV, we need you to come on back home to DC. We'll have you in the studio versus over the phone.
Oh, let's do
it. All right. Let's do it. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Angela.